Welcome to the Sisters of Christ podcast. I'm Jeanette Bordeaux, your host. This is the podcast where you can come and have your faith stirred up and be encouraged by sisters like me and other amazing women that we have on the show who share advice and testimonies. Our hope is that you leave here more on fire for Jesus than you were before. Now get ready to be encouraged with today's episode. Hi, sister. Welcome back to the podcast. So happy you're here. We're going to dive straight into scripture today. But what I want you to do is just even take a moment to just invite Holy Spirit to come and dwell, come and increase. We know you're here, but you like to be invited. We invite you in to speak to our hearts, because yes, I feel like the Lord is going to speak to your heart today regarding James 2:26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Wow. So for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. I mean, the scripture tells me two things right off the bat, is that we need the Holy Spirit. Even this morning as I was, you know, getting ready for the day, I was worshiping just for a few minutes, and I just felt the Lord breathing on so many things and giving me life for the day. So it's so true, but faith without works. So when I'm not talking about works of striving or striving for, you know, to please God, like, oh, I have to do this for God to be happy with me or to love me or to bless me or any of that. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that your faith in Jesus, the faith, the things that you believe in, the word of God that you believe in should produce something, right? I just dropped my pen. Okay. Should produce something in your life. It should produce a different way of life. You should walk differently. You should talk differently. We should live differently. We should be different because of what we believe, not because of the shoulds. But it produces something in us. When we believe certain things, it should produce an action. It should produce a work out of us, whether it's an action of love, action of hope, action of peace. We're not thinking in the works of the flesh, right? We're not thinking in the way of the world. We're talking about kingdom-minded works, like biblical works, Holy Spirit works. That's what we're after, the fruits of the Spirit, because in Proverbs 23:7, it says, for as he thinks in his heart, so he is. So when we believe specific things, our thoughts are going to determine our actions. I'm sure you have heard that. A lot of people say that. Biblical foundations right there for you. Okay, amen. But the deal is, it's like what we believe should have an outward result, because it's just who we are when we believe specific things. So as we think in our hearts, because how many times can you know scripture and you know where it's at in the Bible and you know that God works all things for good, but in our hearts, we don't believe it. So I think that's so essential, is that we really have got to get these beliefs that we may know and we may think we know, but I feel like the Lord really just wants to examine our hearts today, because he wants to take us into deeper truth. He wants to go deeper into our hearts so that we truly believe. And so it produces a fruit in our lives. It produces fruit that doesn't look like the world. It produces fruit and action that doesn't look like the world. It produces responses that don't look like the world. Like when someone curses you, you don't curse them back. You bless them, right? So we're looking for, God is wanting to produce that fruit in us that looks like heaven, that yields a crop that doesn't look like the world, but it looks like heaven on earth. It's aligned with heaven. It looks like the fruits of the Spirit coming out. Peace, love, joy, righteousness, long suffering. There's a few more. I have to look them up. But yeah, so it's like, what is that fruit producing? And so this is how you know, you're like, okay, faith without works is not dead. It should be producing a crop in your life. So it's like, how do you know discover wrong beliefs? really, it's like just one, there's a, obviously Holy Spirit is going to help you with this, and you, he may be already bringing up some things for you or areas in your life, but we can examine the places where the truth of God hasn't sunk deep in our hearts, where we're seeing the opposite fruit of the Spirit, right? Where we're seeing works of the flesh, where we're seeing fruit being produced that is not aligned with the heaven. It doesn't look like heaven, right? And heaven is abundant. Heaven is filled with peace. Heaven is filled with joy. Heaven is filled with hope. There's no worry in heaven. So these are the kind of things that you can say, oh, like we're examining the places in our lives where the wrong, I wouldn't say wrong fruit. I guess I could say that. It's just an unaligned work as being produced. That should show, that should tell us, right? It's a signal to us that we are believing, like we have wrong beliefs in that area. Because this is the thing God wants you to have. He wants to see like fruit produced on earth. He wants to see the works of that his truth produces, not our striving produces, not, oh, I need to read my Bible. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, I need to do that. So just simply, what I want you to do now is ask the Holy Spirit, like if you have those areas and you have them in your heart, maybe it's even an area of anxiety. The thing is, we don't want to stay in these places. God wants us to reveal this so we can grow and move forward in him and go deeper in truth. There's a scripture, I was just reading it this week, and he was like, you know, I want to go deeper in truth, going past the elementary teachings of laying on of hands, resurrection from the dead, all these things. God has that desire for us. To take us deeper in truth, but we have to examine, allow with the Holy Spirit and the guidance of the Holy Spirit to examine those areas of our life that aren't producing fruit, aren't producing works, right? We say we believe, but our actions show that we really don't truly believe that. And there's a vulnerability and a humility that comes with this, that God, when you show up humbly and vulnerable before the Lord, there's nothing he can't do. There's nothing he won't move in our hearts or reveal to us, because he is a good, good father. He's not going to take your vulnerability and take advantage of it. So it's a safe place. Love is a safe place of shelter, it says in Corinthians, in the TPT translation. God is a safe place for you to bring these things to him. So what I want you to do now is ask Holy Spirit, it's like, what am I believing? And what I would even do is, I'm a huge journaler, it's the way I process so much. I write a lot. So what I would do is even write down, if that's you, what am I believing? And then put a line and then put what's the truth on the other side. And then write down like, Lord, what am I believing in this area? Like, for example, I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety lately, Lord. Like, let's be real. Let's be vulnerable. Let's take these things to the Lord, because we don't want to stay there, right? Like, we have access to the kingdom of heaven, and Jesus paid for more than that. So let's not settle with the wrong beliefs. Amen? Okay, we can do it together, sis. So what am I believing? Or Lord, my finances look so broken right now, Lord. What am I believing? And Holy Spirit, what's the truth? What's the truth? What do you say about my finances? What do you say about this anxiety, Lord? And he may give you scriptures. Yeah, and don't feel like you have to move on. Pause this episode, please. Yeah, what is the Holy Spirit saying? You want to listen. You want to take the time. You want to journal. It's okay. It's okay to take the time. You need this time. Yeah, you need this time. Yeah. Whew, Jesus, good. So whenever you write those things down, again, pause if you need to. What's next is just, you probably heard, maybe you've heard a scripture. You may have heard a few different things. What you want to do is lay hold. I'm just going to give you three quick tips, right? to really renew our, like, producing this fruit in this area and really renewing our minds in these areas is, one, lay a hold of the truth, get scriptures and begin to pray and declare them. Because what you do when you're doing that is you are sowing seeds of truth in your heart. You are sowing seeds of truth in your heart that will uproot lies and solidify and ground you in truth. And it changes your heart. I was literally doing that this week. I was practicing this, and I was, the Lord gave me a scripture. I was like, Lord, what do you say about this? Gives me a scripture. I just start praying it out loud over and over and over and over. And then in that moment, I got like Holy Spirit revealed to me, like out of my mouth, I said something like, I'm not going to feel shame and guilt about this again. And it just came out of my spirit. Like I had no, like I was not planning that. I wasn't even thinking about that thing that the Holy Spirit brought up. So truth produces a crop, and it also frees us from lies. You know, there's a scripture that says the truth will set you free. So it can uproot lies in your heart that you don't even know are there, okay? Let the Holy Spirit do his work, okay? We don't need to understand everything. We just need to believe. That's all we're called to. We're called believers for a reason. Believe. That's what we're talking about. We're believing. So let's activate the truth in our life. Get a hold of the scriptures we need. Look up, Google the scriptures you need. I have this amazing, what is this? This is like a God's Words of Life for Women little book. And it has every area of life, like finances, rest, forgiveness. And it just has scriptures about those things. You can Google them, like scriptures about finances, scriptures about rest, scriptures, like the areas where you need a revelation of truth, you need a revelation of God, you need his heart. Start getting a hold of those scriptures and declaring them over your life and praying them and sowing seeds of truth. And God's going to reap a harvest of truth in your life. And it's going to change your life. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I've seen it. Okay. It's real. Okay. So second is sermons. So sermons about this specific thing that can help you get breakthrough. Because one of the things my mentor, Rich Monaco, pastor at my church, says, and he's like, get around the people that have the breakthrough that you want. If you've listened to the podcast, you probably heard me quote him. He's awesome. Go listen to sermons. Go listen to sermons. Okay. Life Center Church NYC. Plug. But no, the sermons that you need help with. So in that area, like we were just talking about finances or anxiety, it's like look up anxiety sermons or anxiety, you know, podcasts. Like, who are the people that have this breakthrough? Biblical, right? We don't want to just follow anyone. We don't want to do it the world's way. So look up like pastors or like Christians, you know, who have had breakthrough in that area, because you can get so much from learning from them. So let's learn from the people who have gone through this so that we can get a breakthrough, because our breakthrough, their breakthrough becomes our breakthrough, right? So let's lean in and learn from them. So sermons or podcasts around that thing that you're struggling with. God does not want you to stay stuck. I'm going to share that in just a second. But number three, dialogue with the Lord. So start to talk to the Lord about this thing. Don't make it a one-time thing. That's something I just learned from me and kind of like my own mistakes, and I'm sure that we do this, is that we dialogue with the Lord one time, and then we think, oh my gosh, thanks for the breakthrough, God. It's all good. I got it. No. No, sis, no. I'm still learning to do a better job. It's like God is working in that area, and we need to dialogue with him about it, like as he brings breakthrough and things, and just bring it to him and pray about it and talk to him about it and continue to let him take you deeper, right? Like this is all the Holy Spirit's work in us. We're just partnering with him on the truth, right? We're partnering saying, I agree with the truth. Come and have your way. We know you want to do this work in my heart because you promised that you have good things and you'd set me free. So let's get free. Amen. Come on. Okay. Because again, like I was saying, God doesn't want you to stay where you are. We've got to move forward. We've got to take action towards these things, because the things that we believe ultimately
produce our lives, right? Again, back to that Proverbs 23, 7, it's like, for as he thinks in his heart, so he is. So what we're believing inwardly is what is like what we're seeing outwardly. So we really, if our outward is looking funky in some areas, or even our inward is funky in some areas, we know that there's some wrong beliefs. And what I love about, there's a scripture, Exodus 14, that I was reading where the Israelites are leaving Egypt. They got set free, but then Pharaoh changes his mind. God hardens his heart. And Pharaoh's like, oh my gosh, what did we just do? We just let all our slaves go from Egypt. We got to go get them. And so the Israelites are completely set free. They have the word of the Lord from Moses that he's going to deliver them out of the hands of Egypt, right? So they're there. They get to the sea where they're about to, where they don't know yet, but they're going to cross it. And they see these Egyptians. They see the chaos. They see the thing coming after them. And they all start freaking out. They're like, why did you do this, Moses? Help us, Lord. Like, freaking out. They're freaking out. I mean, yeah, a thousand armies coming towards you. Yeah, be a lot. Overwhelm, right? And the Lord, Moses is like, what do I do? Like, help me, God. So us, right? We can relate to a lot of people in the Bible. These people were real people, okay? These were not like, like stories. These are real people. So Exodus 14, he's like, he cries out. He's like, God, what am I supposed to do? You know, after the Lord already told him, you know, this is what I'm going to do for you. And I love God's response. And it really, really spoke to me, this week. It just, even in this topic, he's like, why are you crying out to me? Move forward. And then he tells like Moses, you know, put up your staff and all of that. But that to me was, that's so like can be us, right? We have these storms of life. We have these craziness. We have all these things going on and we're crying out to God like, oh my gosh, save me. This is awful. What do I do? And he's like, why are you crying out to me? Like, move forward. Like, I've given you my word. I've given you those promises. I've given you the truth. Move forward. And I feel like that's really like our call today. And in this season is go deeper with him, get that truth so we can move forward in truth and not stay stuck and not be those Christians that are freaking out because there's all this unbelief, right? The unbelief has to go. So I just pray a grace over you to deep dive into the truth of God and what he says over you. Uproot any lies. We just declare, yeah, we just pray over you. Lord, Holy Spirit, just come and uproot these lies that have stayed here way too long. Way, way, way too long. These are outdated. They are old. They have to leave. God, we just pray for the truth of God to just take root in every single listener's heart, Lord, and that it produce a crop, it produce a harvest of righteousness in their life, right thinking, right motives, and works that look like heaven. Yeah, Lord, works that look like heaven, fruit from heaven, God, that you would do it. Let us not just be those, I don't know, those Christians, Lord, that just are not unbelieving. Yeah, Lord, I just thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I almost said carpet Christians. I literally don't even know what that means. But God, you know. I don't know what it means. I have to look it up. So I just bless you with that, sis. And I'm excited to hear all the amazing testimonies from you doing this, from moving forward in truth. And I just bless you. And I just pray the peace of God be with you today. Peace of God that surpasses all understanding, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, sister, thanks for listening today. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure and share it with a friend or share it to your Instagram story and give us a tag at The Sisters of Christ. Always feel free to DM and reach out for prayer requests or if you just want to chat. All right, have an awesome day and I'll see you next time.